In 1965, saxophonist Ornette Coleman came out of semi-retirement and took his trio to Europe for 9 months. During that time, he presented some chamber music in concert near London. The trio recorded the music to a French film and played in the clubs, concert halls, and radio studios of several nations, including 2 weeks at the Golden Circle Club in Stockholm. 2 volumes of recordings they made at the Golden Circle are now on CD, with over an hour of extra music. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, "This is Ornette even skeptics could love."
Ornette Coleman's European Echoes, a playful impression of an oompa band echoing across a town square. Folks have accused Coleman of breaking the rules of jazz, but he just bends them a bit. In many ways, he's as traditional as Louis Armstrong or Charlie Parker. He loves a crying bluesy sound, a catchy improvised melody, and a swinging rhythm section, and he radiates the same kind of happy confidence. His 1965 Stockholm recordings are Exhibit A. Ornette's earlier bands could ramble in a good way, but this trio barrels straight ahead. They were recorded at the end of 2 weeks at the Golden Circle Club and sound telepathically tight, even if bassist David Eisenson and drummer Charles Moffat didn't always get along. One was a practical joker and the other trusting and gullible. Eisenson has excellent timing and is handy with a bow, but the heart of the band is drummer Moffat, an old friend of Ornette's who'd played with him in rhythm and blues bands back home in Texas. Ornette Coleman's Donuts. He could always write a nice tune, but some of the trio pieces focus more on strong rhythm patterns than a flowing melody line. Such numbers gave the drummer an even more pivotal role than usual, and Moffat rises to it, steering the group by playing thematic variations on a snare drum. He and Ornette are so attuned to each other, they affect each other's breathing. The Stockholm version of Donuts is released for the first time in the new expanded versions of the Golden Circle recordings. The music we've heard so far comes from Volume 1, which has a slight edge over Volume 2. That one has a piece showcasing Ornette's casual violin and trumpet, no competition for a saxophone. But either volume boasts over a half hour of worthy bonus material, mostly alternate takes on a par with the original masters. Ornette moved to Europe in 1965 because nothing much was happening for him in New York. But when he came home in 66, he got something like a hero's welcome. The difference was, while he was away, these records had come out. They showed anyone with ears how good the trio was. Also, how good it is, because this music sounds as fresh now as it did then.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic based in Chicago. He reviewed the Ornette Coleman Trio at the Golden Circle, Volumes 1 and 2, on Blue Note. I'm Terry Gross.